I'm Tabitha Safdie for South Carolina Public Radio with South Carolina Telehealth Alliance's My Telehealth.
I'm Lisa. I'm a second year in the College of Medicine.
I'm Malin. I'm a third semester in the College of Nursing.
Students at the Medical University of South Carolina are meeting in class for the first time. The course is about telehealth. Today, they will be learning about teamwork and care coordination using equipment like computers, cameras, large TV screens, and mannequins.
It's good to see everybody in person. We've been together online since August, and we have a few more weeks ahead of us.
For 3 years, Reagan DeBose Morris has been teaching a course about telehealth for future doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and dentists. In the mostly online class, students explore the ins and outs of telehealth, its history, and how telehealth is changing access and delivery of care. But at the moment, the students are offline.
We bring them into the Telehealth Simulation Center here at MUSC and give them hands-on experience so they can touch, feel, see how all the different peripherals, the carts, the software and hardware codecs integrate in. And then because there are simulation mannequins as part of this center, we can show them how we use those mannequins as part of education for providers across the state.
DeBose Morris says it's important to teach future medical professionals how to work together across long distances to help give patients the best care.
Technology is an increasingly large part of healthcare. And so just like we teach our students before they leave how you properly bill and how you utilize different ultrasound technologies, we would like for them to be aware of what technology is available so that as they're considering practice, they might consider a rural practice.
DeBose Morris says the class is meant to expose students to providing care this way, but it's not a telehealth training course. Medical professionals who practice with telehealth still need to be trained on how to use the equipment and technology at their work settings.
What we've done here is put just cameras and speakerphones with it, made it into a little more of a room system.
Across the state, universities are teaching telehealth in different ways. At the University of South Carolina School of Medicine in Columbia, psychiatry residents have the option of learning telehealth during a clinical rotation. Dr. Mira Narissaman, a professor of psychiatry at the school, leads the effort.
They are truly excited about being exposed to this and also being educated on the different aspects of telehealth. I think truly provides them that 360 that you need to enrich their educational experience and to be able to pursue that as they graduate from their respective training programs.
The American Medical Association, an organization that sets and monitors standards for the medical profession, encourages telehealth training for medical students. Susan Skolschalak leads the education division at AMA. She's involved in helping medical students develop curriculum.
It's important that they understand how to take care of patients in the traditional way, but you don't want to wait till they're on the job and haven't learned anything, and now all of a sudden they're faced with something like the telemedicine tools or how do you work in teams.
She says there are a few schools across the country doing similar telehealth training, but it is still not yet the norm. Skolschalak says the telehealth class at MUSC is unique.
What's going on in your neighborhood is really ahead of the curve. There's really important gaps that are occurring now in the way we're training our young physicians. And that's not their fault. That's ours in medical education. It's what we put in front of them. So if we teach them early, they will be ready to just jumpstart and move into practice.
The AMA is encouraging other schools across the country to adopt telehealth training, some through grants as they continue to adapt to a changing healthcare landscape. For the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance, I'm Tabitha Safdie with My Telehealth. For more information and to follow the stories, visit us online at seetv.org/telehealth. South Carolina ETV is a member of the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance. This report can also be heard on southcarolinapublicradio.org.